Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
Listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Gailey.
Megan Gailey.
Hi, Megan
welcome
Gailey.
To the show.
I love when you guys turn it on.
Right?
I just love it. I love it. I mean, I don't mean turn it on, but just
fire up.
To see you work. I love.
Fire up the machine.
Look, we just wanted to have an episode full of people who have crushed it on the NFL Network. That's all we're going for.
Wow. Crushed it so hard. They said,
right.
"Be on your way."
Yeah, they're like, "We, you gave us everything you had, and we appreciate it." Because if the NFL is known for one thing, it's about valuing people after they've given you everything they can.
It's about moving on. It's about moving on. It's about not respecting Colin Kaepernick, which none of us did. I'm just kidding. It is so good. First of all, you are one of our favorite people to talk sports with because you are so deeply entrenched in the world and can hang and go toe to toe with.
And you also rep a fan base that like.
No
like you're the only friend of ours who's like a huge Indiana Pacers fan.
So that's always a joy. So it always feels like an indulgence to be able to just go talk to you.
What's the 30 for 30? Is it Reggie in the garden?
Winning time.
Winning time.
Did you honestly ask her? She knew that. Like, right.
Of course she knew. That's why I was asking because I couldn't remember the title of it.
And I know your listeners can't see this, but this is Boomer with hugging a heart with my name on it.
Love it.
That's just on my desk, you know, just here with me.
So, but you do, what I love about it is that you do have a real, to be a great sports fan, I feel like you have to have such an eye for the specific and to be able to point out in the world of sports, the bullshit of the world. And you do this so well in your stand-up comedy as well. You're fantastic stand-up. For those who have not seen her do what she does, we have seen you many times crush shit.
I can remember.
Belly room just,
but also
slaying.
Upstairs for a TV taping at Montreal, watching you tape a TV set on a show that we were also on that you were fantastic. John Doerr's show.
Yeah, so
that
good.
That was the last Montreal.
I know. Last one that we could do.
Really, really fun. Yeah.
Well, it's just, I'm so happy you're here. You hate dumb behavior, and so do we. Let's get into a story, shall
we? Ready to do it?
Great. Yes.
This was sent in by Derek L. Manns at Game Design Dude.
You the Manns. But what does he do for a living? Just kidding.
He's like, I don't know.
Oh, man.
An upstate New York man spent hours trapped in his car after a snowplow buried his vehicle under 4 feet of snow.
What was he doing in there in the first place?
Was it R. Kelly?
Well, this is, my parents are from right outside of Niagara Falls, and this happens. Like, my mom said she could walk out her second story bedroom.
Yes.
Like
onto a snowbank.
Yes. Just walk right out, and O.J. Simpson was there waiting for her.
With the knife, Jesus Christ. No, trying to date her.
Also to date her.
Yeah, Eli, he said, Peggy, what's up?
So this is real.
No, this is very real.
So real.
It's legendary in Rochelle that the winter storm of 78-79, which was like epic, when they would plow the streets after like a week of nonstop snow, it was essentially like driving down tunnels because the snow was piled up to almost as high as the telephone.
Yes. That's right.
So my mom was like, you would pull out driveways and just be driving down tunnels
tubes.
Of snow. Yes.
Wow.
Snow tubes. It is so funny. The fact that you grew up there, did you grow up there? You grew up there or no?
No, my parents. My parents grew up in Niagara Falls.
Do you have relatives that, did you go there and visit them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that like left. So we went a lot.
So you go there and it's like June. And you're in Niagara Falls or you're wherever you're up that area and like you go to, I don't know, like a Safeway parking lot or some like some an IGA and
Ops,
in the corner
Wegmans.
At a Wegmans and in the corner of the parking lot there's like a tiny snowbank in June that like never
that's
melted
in Rochelle too
and it's just black
and it's like in the shape of George Washington's head and you're like, what is that?
Literally, as kids we would, because those in like this time of year right now, those snow mountains are enormous.
Yeah. Huge.
And all you're doing is like playing King of the Hill, knocking each other off them, and you're either sledding or falling down into a road. Right. Because you're it's always in the corner of the parking lot right next to an intersection.
Yes. And very dangerous. Very dangerous.
But I feel, Go ahead.
Ours, we had our parking lot. We would like go into like the giant trash receptacle. Like the sledding hill went, but not the hill. The man-made mountain went directly into that,
the dumpster.
Kids would just be plowing into dumpsters.
Plowing in there. And we would also like it was a big deal in high school to go during like the like a sleet with freeze or like a little bit of snow, and we would just go to empty parking lots and do donuts.
Yes.
And every every year somebody would forget about the part of the parking lot that had like the little bumper like for where your wheels to stop, or somebody would hit a pole. Oof. One year, this ties into the story, we all went to Kyle Kissick's house, and his dad worked for Rochelle Municipal Utilities, who had all these Carhartt suits, right? And we all put them on, and then we walked like two blocks over to Sarah Harper's house, and Tamara Sanders was parked outside of Sarah Harper's house, and she had a little blue Daytona.
Sanders.
And it took us 3 hours. We made her entire car a block of snow and ice.
It's hilarious.
And there was no way. It had to sit there for like 2 weeks.
So, but I feel like because of our phones, people are spending an inordinate amount of time still in their car after they've arrived somewhere. That's
this guy particularly, yes.
Right? Don't you feel like that's...
I don't do that.
I never pull into your parking spot or your home, and then it's 10 more minutes of you on the phone.
I think LA has made me be like, I'm getting the fuck out of this car. That's, you know, right. I mean, obviously not pandemic now. I could go in New York, I would go in my car and cry. Like it had purpose for me there. But in LA, I'm like, let me out, please.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Because you've been in car, because you had to go from the west side to the east side at 4 p.m. Yeah. It's
all right, Dan, get us into this.
Okay, all right. So he spent hours trapped in his car after a snowplow buried his vehicle. That's the other thing too. Like, what was he doing? Because you know checking a snowplow is coming. That scrape of like... The sled on cement. Yeah. Police received several 911 calls Thursday about a driver who went off the road along State Route 17C and needed help. Have any of you ever put a car in a ditch?
No.
Have you, Megan, do you ever put a car in a ditch?
Oh, yeah.
It's a rite of passage in Indiana, Michigan. And I'm surprised you guys ever did it in college.
Yeah, we did.
I've never put a car in a ditch.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did put it because we spun out on a very slick thing. And we were in Ohio. We were driving to Ohio. We spun out on a very slick road and it landed in the ditch right next to the thing. Yeah, it's just
I mean, I've rolled a car, but I've never like in snow put a car like into a ditch. But in Rochelle, that's like a huge... That's how you know how bad it is. People will tell you like, just came back on 38. There's like six cars in the ditch. Do not go out there today. Like, and it's just everybody off
the side. But you've done that, Megan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the highway between Indianapolis and Purdue, it goes up to Chicago, too, is 65.
Yep. Yes.
And 65 is a disaster. I mean, they close it all the time. You're in a ditch. The last time I drove in snow, I went in a ditch in my mom's car and just like trying to get onto the highway and just looked behind me. No one was coming. So I just backed up out of the ditch back onto the highway.
Because the crazy thing is, so many times when you go into a ditch, it's the slowest tragic thing happening.
Oh, it's because
you've already slowed down because you felt it. And then you just slowly are like, well, we're going into the ditch.
We're in the ditch. By the way, you could say that emotionally, that's the way most people feel like when they're in Indiana. They're going into a ditch.
Or New York crying in their car.
Right.
You're in the ditch.
Easy.
I've been there. Needed help in an Owego in a town in western New York, just a few miles from the Pennsylvania border. Mm-hmm. However, despite several attempts to find the car, no one could locate it.
Oh my
Sergeant God. Jason Cawley of New York State Police learned about the calls and went on the hunt for the wayward vehicle.
Wait, they can't like locate my iPhone.
Track my phone.
Like you can't tell them where he is. Just say in his phone, just say.
But no, they've only gotten calls from people who saw the car.
Oh, so he doesn't have a phone.
I don't know.
Maybe he's not getting service.
Oh boy.
As he was driving, that's the cop, he spotted several mailboxes sticking out of the snow piled along the side of the road.
Oh.
He dug through the snow to check the addresses to see where he was and suddenly uncovered a window.
Uh-oh.
Imagine that.
And an eyeball sticking out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't this the plot of Misery, too?
Yes. It is.
I also picture that scene in Weird Science where they pick up the glass and he's under the
table. No, that's in 16 Candles.
16 Candles, that's what it was. Yes.
And like he picks up the, they clear off the beer cans and then you just see like Bryce's eye and he's like, cheek!
Yeah. So he sees, he pushes everything, pushes off, finds the window, right?
It's Anthony Michael.
It wasn't Bryce. It was Anthony Michael Hall.
It was Anthony Michael Hall. On the other side of the glass was Kevin Cressen, and he had been calling 911 from inside.
Wait, are you sure Kevin Cressen isn't also friends with Tam, whoever you were talking about?
What?
Who your friend? No, you said.
Well, there was Nate Kessen, but Nate Kessen did not help us.
Michael Kisick?
Kyle Kisick and his dad, Jeff.
These guys
that's
sound
who we
like
got the stuff from.
This guy sounds like
Nate
he's one
Kessen
of your
did not help
these
us.
These are just Western New York names. Yeah, sure. Like, this is what everybody's name is.
Kevin Cressen had been calling 911 from inside the buried automobile for how many hours?
You got to drive by the Crescents and drop off a Christmas cookie
you're
pack.
Right,
that's right.
You
so, Megan, how long had he been calling?
4 hours.
4 hours. Okay.
That's a long time, Jay.
This is how many hours you think
I think
he had been
calling for
911?
8 hours.
8 hours.
11 hours.
11 hours.
Yep.
Okay.
He freaked out.
We're going to take a break.
Oh,
we're going to come back. We're going to find out what Megan's up to, and we'll find out how many hours Kevin Cressen was trying to get someone to get him out of this goddamn car.
Kevin Cressen be stressing, y'all.
We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more to People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We should mention to everybody that we announced who our next Live Dumb People Town guest is going to be on Saturday, January 27th.
February 27th.
Excuse me, February 27th. Nowhere Comedy Club. We've got Jack Black and Open Mike Eagle. It is going to be amazing.
Yes.
Live Dumb People Town. It's as fun. This is what I love about this show. This show is fun in every different iteration that we do it in. The live ones on Zoom are amazing. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com.
And they're COVID friendly. You'll be safe. Order in some food.
It's like a night out.
No drink minimum or maximum.
That's right.
That's it. It's just a blast. So we've got all that. And then Daniel, you can mention to your fans.
Oh yeah. Go to danielvankirk.com if you want to hang out with for a live pen pals with me and Rory, as well as play bingo where we raise money. If you win bingo in the final round, not only do you actually win money, but the same amount of money goes to a no-kill animal shelter or a Big Brothers Big Sisters or a food bank in your area. Comics come on and call numbers with me.
It's just
a lot of fun.
Super fun.
DanielVanKirk.com. Check it out. Megan, what is going on with you, kiddo? You are always doing such great stuff. Are you writing on anything right now? What are you working on?
I am writing on a forthcoming HBO show.
Nice.
It doesn't even have a name yet. So that's how, like...
I'm assuming it's a documentary. Kidding. Mm-hmm. It's a comedy.
It's going to be a late night comedy.
Nice.
And then my husband and I host a podcast together.
I love
called The Greatest.
So
and we break down our greatest choices in many, many different sports categories.
Yep.
Most recently, we did greatest European NBA players.
Oh my God.
Tony Kukoc.
They're both on the Mavericks right now.
That was a fun one. Yeah. And then I have a forthcoming, I don't even know if I can say this, but I'm going to say it. I have a forthcoming podcast with the Lifetime Network.
Nice.
Where Naomi Ekperigin and I are watching Lifetime movies for the Lifetime Network and then breaking them down for listeners.
Oh my God.
I love her. I don't know if you guys are taking guests, but if you ever do, I will sign my grandmother, Rosemary Van Kirk, up. She is 90 years old and she will... She will give you any hot take you want on any
Amazing.
Lifetime movie. Yeah.
We are so, I want her. So we're going to get her. We are lucky enough too, where every episode we interview either an actor from the film we just watched,
God.
A director or the writer of the film.
So you're going to have Meredith Baxter Burney on 11 times. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is such a good idea. It's so good. The next thing you have to do is do it for Hallmark Christmas movies. But
it was just really, but when like the contracts were going on, I mean, you guys, sometimes these podcast contracts, it's the Wild West.
Yeah.
So,
and
so like they were going back and forth. And then they finally were just like, okay, they can't do a podcast for the Hallmark channel. And we were like, we're not going to do that.
No, but you don't know because those goddamn Christmas
now,
movies
wait,
are
Megan,
crazy.
What episode are you guys going to talk about Mother May I Sleep With Murder? I need
Mother May I Sleep With Murder. You need Burning Bed. I want all of it. Staircase, whatever.
The one I just watched the other night was Pool Boy Nightmare.
Oh. Wow.
How could those three words exist in the same phrase?
I watched one with my grandma once. I do not know the name. All I know is this guy's daughter died and he like owned the apartment building. And so this other girl moved into an apartment and then he like hid cameras around her and then like became obsessed with her. And then he broke her and her boyfriend up and then he tried to kill her best friend.
When does Liam Neeson kick his ass?
Rosemary and I were riveted to this.
There
movie.
Is, by the way.
I was on his side when the daughter died.
Treat Williams, but then I think, was in it.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, there is a new Liam Neeson movie out where he's basically doing Taken.
Yeah. He's doing a
He picks up a kid. It's called Coyote. It's the same damn movie. I can't believe it.
I know. It's happening. You should do that. Anyway, so I'm excited about all that stuff that you have going on. And let's get back to this.
Okay. How many hours did Kevin Cressen call 911 for help?
To recap.
Before he was just found by happenstance. He was found because other people saw him go in the
by
ditch.
By mistake.
And then the cop just wanted to know what address he was out in front of.
So Megan said 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Jay said eight. And I said 11.
Okay. He was in that car for 10 hours.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
10 hours.
Dude, I that's just sensed that it was a long
10
time.
10 Randy.
Hours.
10.
That's a long.
That's a nightmare.
Not 9.
What was the movie?
We're not talking about 9. We're not talking, about 11.
We're talking about 10.
28 hours. Is 28 that what
you're thinking of? Are you getting our blast? Are you getting our blast?
27 hours.
We talking about
27 hours. I think of 28 days later.
28 days later. Remember when that guy sawed his arm off in
rehab? I would watch a movie 27 hours, 28 days later. Yeah. I would watch that movie.
Tried to saw his arm off just to get out of Quiet Rivers.
Wow. And I'm honestly like, this takes a cop in upstate New York. Like you put an LAPD in the same situation, they're not going to understand snowdrifts. Like
right,
10 hours is kind of the minimum of what it was going to take because this is the guy who's going to find him.
February 2011, I was in Chicago and they had this storm that's been nicknamed Thunderstorm. Thundersnow.
I was there. I lived there.
You were there, too?
Then.
Okay.
I lived there.
So you remember this. So what happened was at around 3:30 p.m., it started snowing and then it poured snow. I'm talking mattress sizes of snow.
Yeah.
It for the next 2.5-3 hours. So during rush hour on Lakeshore Drive at Belmont, which is one of the outlets off Lakeshore Drive, but this is
which
key.
Is where I live.
Yes.
Nice.
A bus jackknifed and closed off all but one lane. Then a car eventually trying to get in that one lane broke down. When you back up south of Belmont, what you are now in between is Belmont Harbor on your west side, and on your east side is Lake Michigan. So thousands of cars got stuck with nowhere to go. They couldn't, if you were at a different part of Lake Michigan, you could just get out and start, or Lakeshore Drive, you could get out and just start walking into your neighborhood. These people, they had to go rescue them because there was nowhere for them to go.
Oh my God.
And they would walk a mile back or forth, which a lot of people didn't have. Like, it was insane. Oh my God. I walked up Irving Park the next morning. I was the only. It shut down the whole city for like 3 days.
Yeah.
I went to the Jewels on Southport, got myself some Kraft macaroni and cheese spirals and Tombstone pizzas. I loaded up. You were there for that too?
Yeah, I was there for that. I knew it was going to be bad. So I left my apartment, went to my other friend's apartment, Lisa Traeger. I went to Lisa's house so we could annoy everyone she lived with. We watched Human Centipede.
Oh, God.
And we our friends were having a party like the night that it started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we were walking out and a car pulls up and it was a state of emergency. You could not be driving.
No.
Right. And guys roll down the window are like, do you want a ride? And we're like, okay. And so we get in, they're driving, they're passing a handle of Jim Beam back and forth in the front seat. And the guy driving goes, don't worry, he's a cop. And the guy who's a cop goes, and don't worry, he's a judge. And then they took us where we were going.
Oh my God.
That reminds me of the time I was on Lawrence and Broadway and Ronnie Woo Woo just got into my car. And I drove Ronnie Woo Woo from Lawrence and Broadway, like all the way down.
Explain who Ronnie Woo Woo is.
Ronnie Woo Woo is a person who wears a Cubs uniform everywhere he goes.
He's like
the unofficial human mascot of the Chicago Cubs. And he just yells woo all the time. And I think I had must have like waved or something when I saw him. And
made eye contact.
He just came and got in my car.
You cannot with Ronnie. I mean, you learn pretty fast with Ronnie. You don't look. Like, I've been places before where like, ugh, can we get Ronnie Woo Woo out of here?
Yes. You and Ron Santo.
Get him out of here.
Okay, here we go. The Candor Man suffered from hypothermia.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The Candor Man can. Mm-hmm.
Or he can't.
He can't. Suffered from hypothermia and frostbite due to the freezing temperatures. His vehicle had no heat because of a broken belt. Now, oh look, I don't
that's
want to
on
that's,
him.
On, that's what I'm going to say.
It's the winter time. Fix that belt, yo.
You don't go out. Don't you go out need with that it. Belt fixed.
That's right.
It's a pandemic. Maybe he didn't have the money. He needed that $2,000. This totally, is Mitch McConnell's fault.
I totally identify. Thank you. Had a time in my life where I had a car with no heat and I had a space heater hooked up inside my car that I would drive around
that's
with.
So it's a fire waiting to happen.
I had no money. I had nothing.
I get it.
And I was driving in the winter. He was taken to Lourdes Hospital and treated for his conditions. The region around Owego was pummeled with snow in Tuesday's storm, receiving about 40 inches of snow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dan, it is January right now. It is 80 degrees where we are right now outside.
That's unhealthy.
Like, it's not normal. It's not healthy. But aren't you glad for like 1 second that we're not like battling through craziness?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
more
we don't.
More than a second.
More than a second. Because you lived in Chicago.
No, there's a moment. My kids want to go sledding so badly.
Take them out there.
Once.
Yeah,
I'll take
I
want to
go
there.
Sledding too. I want to, but like we can go in and then come out.
Come out,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Every time it rains here, I think about what it's going to be like
up in the hills.
2 or 3 days by the time it gets to Illinois. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll get out of here on this. How old
is the man?
Do you
in the
think
car?
This guy in the car is
Chris Cresson?
Oh, I need him to not be old. If he's Chris Cresson. This feels like 29.
Kevin Cresson.
Jay, how old is he?
38
years old.
I said 29.
29. I think he's 23. I think he's young and he's like, I don't need to fix this belt. I mean, like, I'm fine. Nothing's going to happen to me.
Kevin Cresson, the man in the box car,
is
10 hours.
10 hours. 911, hypothermia.
Driving with a broken belt. Did not have heater when the day started. Blizzard. Did not have heat in his body by the time the day was over.
Mm-hmm.
Found by luck is 58 years old.
To me, he's right in the crease,
Megan. But he's right in the crease where you're like, you're young enough.
Dan, he's made a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah, Megan. He's angry.
He's dumb.
He's angry.
Oh, wow.
He had a case of Labatt Blue with him.
Oh, like, I hope so.
Something.
Yeah.
Something. Better have a cooler in there.
Yeah, and probably like a child support check.
There you go, that he didn't pay. And that's it. That's our story. Oh, my God. Megan Gailey, you're the best for joining us. I can't wait to check out the Lifetime movie podcast.
Oh, my God. It's going to be great.
I'm not a big Lifetime movie fan, but that is right up my alley. I can't even begin to tell you everything you do is. Hey, guys. Oh, shit. We got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum.
Down, it's Dumb People Town. Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.